Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, bedtime stories, a Pat Godwin three-way, and an ice thief. You'll hear all that coming up next.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee, and when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast,
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get a Bob and Tom podcast every
now and then. You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over you to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your. don't let them mooch off your.
No mooching.
Do it now.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Jeff Rothman is our guest. Jeff is a fine, fine comedian.
I actually had to do that once.
What?
Be a pallbearer. And that, oh, my that's God. That's heavy.
Yes,
that's a heavy job.
Yeah, I actually had to go to a funeral, and I was asked to be a pallbearer, and I always a pallbearer. Never the corpse. Never the corpse.
At this point, I think I'm going into the break room to get another soda.
Yes.
And there he is.
Yeah. There's also an eagle right over here.
There is.
We are discussing wildlife.
More discussing wildlife.
Pat Godwin is over here speaking of wildlife.
Oh, that's crazy back in the day. Okay.
I could listen to this all day. Thank you very
squirrel
much.
Squirrel in my front yard.
You ever had a three-way, Pat?
Yeah. Thank you very much, fellas.
I'd like to speak to my lawyer.
Good Lord.
Yeah, Pat's idea of a three-way is a Penthouse magazine and a Playboy.
It's not a bad joke.
I'd rather a horse steal your
not a bad joke at all. Man. He's hurt, but that's not a bad joke.
I might be bleeding.
We
but
can't
that's a
hurt
fine
Pat.
Joke.
We're all crying, sure.
We all cry on the inside.
We're all trying to help.
Yes.
Now, Pat, I know that you've driven a car that had an expired plate or two.
Absolutely, for a while there.
Okay.
About 4 years.
But and I think we've all made that mistake.
Oh, I got a better one.
Okay.
Authorities in Louisiana are saying that police officers pulled over a driver who was using plates that had expired in 1997.
All right.
According to the Facebook post from the Slidell Police Department, an officer stopped the vehicle February 27th. The department wrote, quote, "For those of you who like to switch tags, at least give us a good challenge and don't use a license plate that is over 20 years old." The post read, "Sorry, officer, I've been busy lately and totally forgot to renew my vehicle registration. I will take care of it as soon as I get home."
Wow.
I would have accepted in a coma.
So not I don't understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, just if you go to this guy's house, just a little word for you, don't drink the milk. He's going to win a cheese prize for the MO.
Yes, he's what been you busy say? Since 1997.
Pat nailed it. He should have said, I was in a coma. I just got out.
Yeah. I use that.
My record is 11 months.
Wow, that's pretty long.
Are you sure? The guy didn't steal a car and was switching tags and just took a plate off an old car and put it on?
And Mike, I just forgot to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it had been done by somebody else and I didn't realize it hadn't.
So. Yeah, it's easy to do.
What?
No, because I take care of my own stuff. I don't pay people to do things.
Well, I told the downstairs maid to tell the upstairs gardener to switch the plate.
Someone helps me with some stuff.
Uh-huh. And then
I just like the name Slidell.
That is a good name.
Yeah.
It's got to be a super fun place with a name like it's got the word slide in it.
Isn't there
how can it be bad?
Oh, it's just slides.
Isn't that from Office Space? Bob Slidell.
It's right outside of Nolens.
One of the Bobs, I think.
Huh. It's a good name.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, Duke.
What? Don't you have to pay for all the years in between?
That is the good question. And boy, if you do.
There's got to be a fine somehow.
I would almost bet that this is a I'm going to look it up. But
right.
I don't.
The report even kind of suggested, hey, if you're switching tags.
Right. So it sounds like it might have been a. Right. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's right from the Slidell Police Department. So who knows?
Yeah.
That's a great question. Would you have to pay for all the years you've been driving around?
In that case, boy.
Well, it depends what state. Some states, the plates are cheap. Some states, they're incredibly expensive.
Yeah, the late fees, though, that would add up.
Okay, well, I don't know about Slidell. I bet it's a fun place.
How did you go 11 months without? That's just a blatant disregard for authority on your part.
Oh, he's a ne'er-do-well.
And we don't even care. You don't even care. You think the rules don't apply to you.
Yeah. No, I thought someone else had already done
these
that.
These are my license plates.
Scofflaw walking around with
his
devil-may-care attitude.
Yeah, laissez-faire, whatever. I'm above the law, he says.
Do you at all think you're above the law?
Not at all. No, I paid for the plates.
Anyway. You think you're an exception to laws.
I wouldn't have known it except the guy unloading the car said, hey, you know, this plate expired.
Did you hear that?
11 months ago.
The guy unloading the car.
I was in a hotel.
Unloading the car. It's a wonder you didn't drive over to Godwin's house and go, hey, could you look at my plate and see if it's expired?
Drive it around for a while, get the oil change.
I'll give you a treat. You can put the new sticker on.
We know that Chick McGee occasionally feels he is above the law.
Who, I feel that
yes.
way?
For instance, when you stole
hang on a second
bags of ice.
That's true.
You do not feel like you stole them.
From, I can't tell you what, a giant corporation in the United States,
before.
But
right.
It rhymes with Ballmart. I stole four bags of ice, three bags of ice.
Because you were in the Ballmart.
I was in the, yes, and I looked at where they keep the ice inside. It was empty.
Right. Yeah.
I made my purchase. I tried. I contacted a technician there at,
right.
at the ice wall, technician. At the Walmart.
And some I guy said, working hard, and then some jackass like you walks up.
Ice goes, we're out. Sorry. Okay. I conduct some commerce. Yeah. I buy the rest. I load my car, start to drive away. Look where they sell gas out in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I see, I wonder if there's ice in that little house they keep the ice in. You've seen this.
The ice chest,
so you didn't go up there and then pay the clerk.
So I went up and I looked in there and I go, oh, there's ice in here. I got three bags out, threw them in the back, and drove away.
It's just water.
I sure did.
You're on a camera somewhere. I can't wait till they come and arrest you.
I'm going to hold myself up in the house with the dogs.
Felt
wait and see.
They'd owed you that ice.
That's
because...
Because I was inconvenienced.
Oh, my Lord. What year was that?
Is the statue of limitations,
yeah.
And I do mean statue.
Coming up on 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah,
okay.
This summer, yeah.
They can still nail you for it.
Shame.
Christy Lee, what
Let
else is going
come
on
and
over
get
there?
Me, Kappa.
Marijuana entrepreneurs are flocking to the Bible Belt to take advantage of lower taxes.
Oh.
Jessica and Chip Barker, who started a marijuana business in Humboldt County, California,
Chipper.
Have since moved to Oklahoma and what has been called a green rush to the Bible
this
Belt.
This pisses me off.
Uh-oh. In the case of Oklahoma.
They're driving with their, I guarantee, Bernie stickers on their car to go to a place that has lower taxes.
The combination
goodness.
Of the open-ended law surrounding legal medical marijuana, coupled with the state's aversion to regulation, has made it appealing for cannabis entrepreneurs.
Yeah, they're taxing the hell out of it.
Anyone
trying to grow in California is becoming impossible.
Trying to do anything in California is impossible.
Anyone who can
taxed.
Yeah. Anyone who can receive a doctor's approval can get a license to purchase pot. And unlike other legalized states, Oklahoma has not limited the number of licenses for dispensaries, growers, or processors. In less than 2 years, Oklahoma has more than 2,300 pot stores, the second most per capita in the U.S., behind only, you want to guess?
Subway?
Oregon. No, states, silly.
Oh. I thought you meant, like, what businesses?
2,300 pot stores is a lot.
Exactly.
For reference,
that's why...
there are only 155 McDonald's in the state of Oklahoma.
Oh.
Wow.
Huh.
Well, puts it in perspective.
Has some residents and legislators uneasy. Other communities are welcoming cannabis shops and their sales tax revenue.
There you go. You got a song for us?
No, if you're gonna, if you live a life where you're, it's revolving around weed, you pay your taxes.
Yes.
Yes.
Like everybody else.
No, but they're paying taxes when people buy. Just in, growing in California has become impossible.
Yeah.
They have lights. You have to have, they inspect it constantly. They're making it very difficult.
And the what do we think the government would do when they made a legal? I mean, this is exactly what would happen.
Colorado's got a much better
reasons.
System.
Sure.
Okay. But Oklahoma's, I guess, they're making it a lot easier to grow. So go for it.
Talk. Oklahoma, where the grass comes rising out the plain, where the growers grow with taxes low, relieving glaucoma pain. Oklahoma, where the Yankees are buying up the farms to make edibles. It's incredible that the Bible Belt lets this fly. Oklahoma, Oklahoma, we're getting high. Oklahoma, Oklahoma, you and I.
I got the tag. Yes. Poor Judd is stoned. Poor Judd is stoned. Poor Judd Fry's stoned. You ever seen Oklahoma, Christy?
Yes, I have.
Okay, poor Judd is dead. You
yes.
see?
Yeah. Yes.
That and the song Freddy's Dead.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
I love the song Freddy's Dead, but it was kind of a...
It's a bad song.
It was a big hit.
I know.
If you hadn't seen the movie yet, well, there's Freddy.
Well, that's true.
I don't know. I've been listening to the radio. I guess he's dead.
Superfly was one of my top three albums of that. Oh, I love that
Superfly's a great
album. Man.
Compared to Judd, that's a great song.
You didn't like poor Judd?
It was a deep cut in Oklahoma, the Broadway musical.
Real awful.
Yeah, no, here's the...
It's hard to understand. There was love in this man. But I'm sure all
you know this song?
Oh, yes.
Curtis Mayfield.
There's misery across this woman and things. Now Freddy's dead.
Poor Fred.
Freddy's dead, and that was a big hit. And, of course, the movie was still in theaters. So as soon as you saw Freddy, you're going, this isn't going to go well.
I'm going to listen to that album today.
Did you go
but the best, the best Blaxploitation detective soundtrack, of course, is Marvin Gaye and Trouble Man.
Oh.
It's great.
Shaft isn't bad either. I love
Shaft. Again down that road.
Yeah.
You don't like Trouble Man? Okay.
What's it sound like, Chick?
It sounds like the instruments falling out of the truck when they pull up to...
That's exactly right.
This is the beginning of Trouble Man.
Whoops.
Oh, you didn't close the gate?
Somebody broke my trumpet.
Did you lock the door? It's
Marvin Gaye on drums.
That's my cymbal.
He plays drums on this.
Listen to that.
Oh, that part's okay.
Yeah,
it's pretty amazing. That's
as Tim Wilson used to say, Marvin Gaye, he could write a protest song that was also a panty dropper.
Here's the actual. Here's the actual version of Trouble Man.
Okay.
A baby.
A baby.
Oh, the Jetsons car even, yeah.
That vocal kind of cuts through it, though.
Sure.
Don't you wish you could do that?
Curly.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sodomy.
All right.
What was I heard
that?
I heard sodomy.
So did I.
I did, too.
Christy, what was the favorite bedtime story that you got when you were a kid? Do you remember?
That I got when I was a kid?
Yeah, who read? Did your mom or dad read to you at night?
God, how do I remember that?
Hmm.
You remember your parents reading to you at night?
Yeah, sure.
Well, Mummy would come in. And...
Yeah.
My favorite book was Mr. Small.
Oh.
I have no idea.
I used to call it Minermal.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite book, Josh?
Oh, I remember it was Dr. Seuss now.
Was it Dr. Seuss?
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
Yes.
Josh, did you have a favorite as a kid?
Yeah. I had a Rodney Dangerfield. This is not a joke. Rodney Dangerfield joke book for kids.
Oh, stop it.
I didn't know
I
that.
Loved it. My dad got it for me at an airport somewhere, and it had drawings, and I would read them, and it was hilarious.
No, but he's talking about your parents would read to you. Do you remember your parents reading to you?
I know they did. I don't really remember
I'm sure
it.
My mom did, but I don't remember
Chick,
it.
Chick, did your...
No.
No? Okay.
You honestly remember
yeah, sure. Yeah, Mr. Small.
Parents
Absolutely.
Reading that to you.
Absolutely.
Not you reading it.
No.
I had these. How old would you say you were?
Probably four.
Wow. That's got to be one of your first memories.
These little, they were smaller books, but they were really thick.
Mm-hmm.
Those little big books.
I think they were called little big books.
Little big books. They're really thick like that, but they were only about... 4x7
half the size of a poster.
Half the size of a regular.
I'm conscious of this because I'm reading every night. I'm doing the A to Z mysteries, and I've had a number of people that are doing the same thing.
What letter are we on? How long is this going to
be? Or kind of not going in order, but they're good. They're good stories. They're
cool.
They're so good every once in a while, I will look ahead to see who
did it. Are you taking exception with some of the plot twists? That would never happen.
No.
The real life.
Reading to a seven-year-old.
Now, these aren't major crimes.
Oh, you're not going to ruin her life like you ruin ours?
Yeah, this isn't like...
We're not talking double murders.
Do you edit
these stories
in cold
you read
blood
them?
Or Dick yeah,
there was
Dick
the
Perry
one we're on now, it takes place in San Francisco, and they're talking about the Chinatown Queen. And I thought at one point, they open up a box, and she's in there, but she's alive.
Okay.
I was thinking, wow, they killed her.
Wait a minute,
these are real.
How old?
The Chinatown Queen is locked in a box on a float during the Chinatown Dragon Parade.
These are stories to read to children?
Was it done by a jealous?
I'm not going to give it away.
Okay,
spoiler alert. Okay, just curious.
That's
Ace,
fun.
When you were a kid, did you get anything read to you at all?
I know there was reading, but I don't remember.
You don't remember what it was? Pat?
My mom would read to me from the Bible.
Oh.
I remember that as a child.
Oh, Jesus.
Really? Sit you down.
As I say Jesus, really meaning it.
Thank you, Pat.
We had plenty of Bible books for kids.
I had a children's Bible.
Yeah,
loved
but nothing. We were never sat down and...
Yeah, I read it myself. I had little colors, pictures.
That's how you raise a child of the corn, I think.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Pat, let me ask you something.
Yes, go ahead.
If you could dress your mom up in any outfit, what would it be?
This is a fair question.
If I could dress my mom up in any outfit.
Please just answer the question.
A long dress that covers her knees.
Let me ask you this. Anybody in this room ever zip your mom up?
Oh, yeah.
Where she put on
Absolutely.
A dress?
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, of course.
Oh, that's got to be
I did that
wrong.
A lot.
What's wrong with that?
You don't like that?
Especially if it was jeans.
Or a gimp mask.
Oh, gosh.
I
would Patty came to zip up my mask, huh?
I'd pull up her knickers for her and unzip her jeans.
Chick, you ever zip up your mom?
I think I did.
Oh, no.
You didn't like doing that, huh?
I never did. Are you kidding me? There's no way I would have done it. Even
really?
Six, I'd be like, Mom, no.
Well, now she doesn't have to worry about it. She has all those servants because she's rich.
Yeah.
She married a man named Rich.
Not going to give it up. Waiting for one person to
really
say that they laughed at that. Dear Chick, I love the rich joke. Please do.
I love it.
You go back to one of your stories. Tell us about the hummingbird in the garage again.
Getting a hummingbird out of a garage is tricky, let me tell you.
Why would you want to? Don't you love hummingbirds?
So do you read the book that you were read to as a kid to your kids?
I'm going to try to find it.
Where's Somerset Mom.
The Adventures of Mr. Small.
Mr. Small.
Well, after we read Mr. Small, we've got a little bit of Immanuel Kant.
Oh,
and then, yes, Tommy, it's pronounced Kant.
Yes.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.